This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Hypnoderm. Active ingredient, flunitrazepam. This leaflet provides important information about taking Hypnoderm. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Hypnoderm. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Hypnoderm? Hypnoderm contains the active ingredient flunitrazepam. Hypnoderm belongs to a group of medicines called benzodiazepines. These medicines are thought to work by their action on brain chemicals. Hypnoderm is used to treat severe cases of insomnia, trouble sleeping. In general, benzodiazepines such as Hypnoderm need only be taken for a few nights and then discontinued by gradually decreasing the dosage. Continuous long-term use of Hypnoderm is not recommended. The use of benzodiazepines may lead to dependence on the medicine. Hypnoderm is not recommended as a first choice of treatment in patients with depression and/or psychosis, as it can increase your risk of suicide. Your doctor may have prescribed Hypnoderm for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Hypnoderm has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I take Hypnoderm? Warnings. Do not take Hypnoderm if you are allergic to flunitrazepam, any other benzodiazepine, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include skin rash, itching, or hives, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, wheezing, or shortness of breath. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You have severe and chronic lung disease. You have myasthenia gravis, condition where there is severe muscle weakness. You have sleep apnea, condition where you temporarily stop breathing while you are asleep. You have severe liver disease. Check with your doctor if you are allergic to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. Have, or have had, any medical conditions, especially the following: hypotension, low blood pressure, myasthenia gravis, severe muscle weakness, liver or kidney problems, lung problems, a blood disorder, glaucoma, increased pressure in the eye, depression, psychosis, or schizophrenia, epilepsy, convulsions. Your doctor may want to take special care if you have any of these conditions. Take any medicines for any other condition. Drink alcohol regularly. Need to drive, operate dangerous machinery, or are involved in activities requiring concentration. Plan to have surgery. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Hypnoderm. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Hypnoderm during pregnancy. Hypnoderm crosses the placenta and may cause poor muscle tone, slowed breathing, feeding problems, and low body temperature in the newborn infant if used in high doses during labor. Withdrawal symptoms in newborn infants have been reported with long-term use of this class of drugs. Do not take Hypnoderm if you're breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you're breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. Hypnoderm passes into breast milk and may affect your baby. It is not recommended for use when breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may be affected by Hypnoderm or may affect how well it works. These include other sleeping tablets, sedatives, or tranquilizers, medicines for depression, medicines used to treat mental illness, medicines to treat epilepsy, antihistamines, medicines for allergies or colds, muscle relaxants, cimetidine, medicine used to treat stomach ulcers, sisapride, medicine used to treat reflux, strong pain relievers, disulfiram, medicine used in the treatment of alcohol dependence, anticholinergics, medicines for travel sickness, stomach cramps, or Parkinson's disease. Your doctor can tell you what to do if you are taking any of these medicines. Hypnotol may produce additive depressant effects when using together with other medications, such as alcohol, sedatives, antidepressants, antipsychotics drugs, epilepsy drugs, hypnotics, relaxants, antihistamines, severe pain relievers and anesthetics. This has the potential to significantly increase the effects on hypnotol, and may lead to addiction, or result in death from overdose. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect hypnotol. How do I take hypnotol? How much to take? The dose varies from patient to patient. Your doctor will decide the right dose for you. The usual dose is 1 mg to 2 mg, 1 to 2 tablets at bedtime. The usual dose for elderly patients is 0.5 mg to 1 mg, half to 1 tablet at bedtime. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. How to take hypnotol. Swallow the tablets with a glass of water. Hypnotol tablets can be broken in half if your doctor has prescribed half a tablet. When to take hypnotol. Hypnotol should be taken when you go to bed. Only take hypnotol if you feel you will need help sleeping. Hypnotol can be taken with or without food. Withdrawal. If you have taken hypnotol for a long period of time and suddenly stop taking it, you may experience withdrawal symptoms. Withdrawal symptoms may last for weeks or months, and symptoms may include extreme anxiety, shaking, tremor including involuntary movements, difficulty sleeping, insomnia, depression, problems with your perception, confusion, fits, convulsions, muscle cramps, headaches, tension, restlessness, irritability, stomach problems, being sick, vomiting and sweating. More severe withdrawal symptoms include a feeling of loss of identity slash feeling detached from yourself, depersonalization, auto-realization, sensitivity to light, noise, including tinnitus and physical contact, numbness, or tingling in the hands or feet, paresthesia, seeing or hearing things that are not real, hallucinations. Hypnotol should be stopped gradually to reduce withdrawal symptoms. If you forget to take hypnotol. If you forget to take hypnotol before you go to bed, and you wake up late in the night or early in the morning, do not take hypnotol as you may have trouble waking in the morning. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. How long to take hypnotol for? Take hypnotol only for as long as your doctor recommends. Usually, hypnotol need only be taken for a few nights and then discontinued by gradually decreasing the dosage. Continuous long-term use is not recommended unless advised by your doctor. The use of benzodiazepines may lead to dependence on the medicine. If you take too much hypnotol, if you think that you or anyone else has taken too much hypnotol, urgent medical attention may be needed. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131 1126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much hypnotol, you may feel drowsy, confused, tired, unsteady when walking, weaken muscle strength, dizzy, lightheaded, have trouble breathing, or become unconscious. What should I know while taking hypnotol? Things you should do. Take hypnotol exactly as prescribed by your doctor. Before starting any new medicine, tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking hypnotol. Tell any doctors, dentists, and pharmacists treating you that you are taking hypnotol. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while taking hypnotol. If you are depressed and or have anxiety disorders, you can sometimes have thoughts of harming or ending your life. These may be increased when first starting antidepressants, since these medicines all take time to work, usually about 2 weeks but sometimes longer. If you plan to have surgery, including dental surgery, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking hypnotol. If you have any clinical tests such as an EEG, tell your doctor that you are taking hypnotol. Hypnotol may affect the results of some tests. Visit your doctor regularly so they can check on your progress. Your doctor needs to check your progress and see whether you need to continue taking hypnotol. Tell your doctor if for any reason you have not taken hypnotol exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that your medicine is not working properly and change your treatment unnecessarily. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while taking hypnotol. Things you should not do. Do not take Hypnoderm for a longer time than your doctor has prescribed. Hypnoderm should be taken for short periods, only unless advised otherwise by your doctor. Do not stop taking Hypnoderm, or change the dose, without checking with your doctor. Stopping Hypnoderm suddenly may cause some unwanted effects. Your doctor will gradually reduce the amount of Hypnoderm you are taking before stopping completely. Do not suddenly stop taking Hypnoderm if you suffer from epilepsy. Stopping this medicine suddenly may make your epilepsy worse. Do not take Hypnoderm to treat any other conditions, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give Hypnoderm to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving, or using machines. Do not drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Hypnoderm affects you. Hypnoderm may cause drowsiness, dizziness, or lightheadedness in some people. If any of these occur, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. This is very important if you are taking other drugs that also make you drowsy. Even if you take Hypnoderm at night, you may still feel drowsy or dizzy the next day. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Alcohol may increase the effects of Hypnoderm and should be avoided while you are being treated with Hypnoderm. Combining Hypnoderm and alcohol can make you more sleepy, dizzy, or lightheaded, or increase the risk of sleepwalking and some other related sleep behaviors, which may include sleep driving, making phone calls, or preparing and eating food whilst asleep. This risk is also increased if you take more than the recommended dose. Your doctor may suggest that you avoid alcohol while you are taking Hypnoderm. Things to be careful of. Some sleep medicines may cause short-term memory loss. When this occurs, a person may not remember what has happened for several hours after taking the medicine. This is usually not a problem, since most people fall asleep after taking the medicine. To reduce this risk, ensure that you are able to get a full night's sleep, 7 to 8 hours, before you need to be active again. Be careful if you are elderly, unwell, or taking other medicines. Some people may experience side effects such as drowsiness, confusion, dizziness, and unsteadiness, which may increase the risk of a fall. Looking after your medicine. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. Keep your tablets in the bottle until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the bottle, they may not keep well. Follow the instructions on the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Hypnoderm, or your tablets have passed their expiry date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Hypnoderm. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about the information below. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Tiredness or drowsiness. Hangover feeling in the morning. Headache, confusion. Dizziness, unsteadiness when walking. Stomach upsets. Dry mouth. Slurred speech. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Skin rash. Fast heartbeat. Muscle weakness. Aggressive behavior. Delusions, hallucinations. Sudden excitation or anxiety. Severe sleep disturbances, nightmares. Loss of memory. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty swallowing or breathing. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Hypnoderm contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Flunitrazepam. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Maize starch. Progelatinized maize starch. Magnesium stearate. Indigo carmine. Opidry green OYLS21051CHN, ID. 4346. Potential allergens. Sugars as lactose, and trace amounts of sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Hypnoderm looks like. Hypnoderm is a 12.6 by 6 mm, oval, convex green film coated tablet. Debossed FM/1 on one side and an alpha symbol on the other, or star 78344. Who distributes Hypnoderm? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in January 2025. Hypnoderm is a Viatris company trademark. Hypnoderm_CMI/Jan25/00.